This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. This week and every week, we focus on the needs of the American family farmer, his or her farms, the family ag businesses that are run by many times people who have farms, the support vehicles, if you will, for America's family farms, and the locavore movement, people that support the local farmers with interest and intelligence, people who are trying to get the best they can out of the food and produce that's produced by America's family farmers. So as a sort of mainstream focus of the program, I like to, from time to time, bring in some of the folks that are working in Washington to try to straighten out the mess that has been created by the big food interests, the influence they have on the legislative process, the ridiculous encumbrance of overzealous regulators and bureaucrats, all these things that are problems that farmers have. And one of the best champions of the family farmer is the National Farmers Union. I belong. I don't make any, I have no apologies for being supportive of them. I belong to the Farm Bureau for a long time, and I just feel that at the moment the National Farmers Union represents the interests of the small family farmer. Even though I went, Chandler Gould is here, who's the Senior Vice President of Programs for the NFU. I went to a Farm Bureau dinner the other night. A lot of my farming friends are there and support the work, and there's good work being done by both. I don't know that we should pit one against the other. I don't belong to Farm Bureau anymore because I think they've become too influenced by the National Farm, Farm Bureau has become too influenced by the big business end of farming. And I understand that because they want to get membership and money. But the National Farmers Union has stayed sort of loyal or focused in the needs of the small family farmer. So you oversee your government relations areas and other departments which are important for the life of family farmers. If we could start, Chandler, with an overview, because you specifically are working in the government relation area. What do you see as the trend and maybe the biggest differences? We get close to the end of the year, 2015. What's been the biggest and most important win and or loss for America's family farmer when it comes to government regulation laws, that sort of thing?
Well, there's been a couple, and I appreciate you inviting me onto your program today. I think one of the – well, clearly the biggest win between, you know, the 2014-2015 cycle was the completion of the Comprehensive Farm Bill. It was the first bipartisan bill that was a deficit reduction bill that was passed by both the House and the Senate and signed into law. And then we have been working throughout this year to get those important safety net programs, risk management programs, conservation programs, energy programs, fully implemented. So that's been a full-time job. But just kind of as you mentioned in your introduction there, one of the other biggest fights that we've had this year is protecting the Farm Bill. So we spent 3 years bringing large coalitions of Democrats and Republicans and Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, and commodity groups all together with conservation groups to bring this bill to the president. And every time a budget comes out, whether it's from the president or from the House or from the Senate, they continue to attack our agriculture and farm bill program. So after we spent all that time pulling the bill together, we're now spending just as much time and energy protecting it. Secondly, one of the good things that had come out the last couple of years was the renewable fuel standard, but unfortunately, in the last 2 years, they have rolled back the volumetrics of how much renewable fuel we're going to blend in with our imported oil that we're buying from countries that already hate us.
This is the thing that most Americans don't understand about that, farmers included. Will you explain a little more about how that formula affects the cost of gasoline, what we put into our engines? What's the real issue here? Because, again, I don't think most Americans, including many farmers, understand what you've just said.
Oh, sure. So let's break it down, just like you said. So the Renewable Fuel Standard is a program that mandates that we must blend ethanol, biodiesel, and advanced cellulosic fuels in with our petroleum. When you go to the gas, when you go to your Exxon or your Phillips or your Mobil or wherever you go to fill up your car, your tractor, or whatever, there has to be a certain percentage of renewable fuels blended in there, which is doing several things. One, it's reducing our dependency on foreign oil. Two, it is bringing the energy homegrown. It is helping to keep commodity prices high. But here's the most important thing. It was saving the consumer on average from coast to coast $1.09 a gallon at the tank when they would fill it up. And the law required each year for more and more renewable fuels produced by U.S. family farmers and ranchers to be blended into what we use for our energy uses. And this administration has actually gone backwards on that and reduced the volumes of how much needs to be blended into our energy. Basically due to the pressure of Big Oil. I mean, Big Oil has come out and just flat out lied about many of the positive benefits that renewable energy and ethanol and biodiesel and advanced cellulosic
has. What a shock. Big Oil lying? Oh, my God. I can't
lying
imagine.
In Washington. Can you imagine?
Oh, jeebers, crow. Woof. I'm going to have to swallow that and think about it for a while you keep moving.
Yes. And, you know, we're being outspent. The big oil companies and teamed up with the automotive industry and went up to the Hill and said, you know, basically, if you continue to do this, they were going to stop giving congressmen and senators money. They threatened the administration. And then you had car manufacturers, GM and Dodge, and then the other ones coming out saying that if we continue to increase the blend of renewable fuels in our energy and gasoline uses, that they would stop honoring your warranty on your vehicle. And if you think all the way back to the Model A, which I wasn't around back then, but I think my grandparents were, the original vehicles were built to run on alcohol. And so when these lies about the blend wall, that's the word that the oil companies kept putting out there, saying that the U.S. farmer, family farmer, could not produce enough renewable fuels to meet the need, and that there was this fictitious wall out there. Well, we've proven every year that we have had renewable fuels, we have produced more than the statutory requirements even required. So why the administration rolled it back clearly comes from the pressure from Big Oil. It's a huge blow to rural America.
Yeah.
It's an insult, really, to family farmers and ranchers. And here we are, we're going to shell out billions and billions of dollars to countries that don't even like us when we could be putting that money in the middle of the country and supporting U.S. family and ranchers.
Exasperating, isn't it? How we have been cut off at the knees, as it were. We're having a conversation with Chandler Gould, who is the Senior VP of Programs at the National Farmers Union, getting an update on the legislative session and the season that we've had during the year 2015 and how it impacts family farmers. This is the American Family Farmer.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guys, you work hard, but that doesn't mean you can't look good while doing it. Come in today for JCPenney's biggest sale of the season, where our entire store is on sale. And find guys Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $39.99. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store or at jcp.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 727 to 730. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to 6-8 to 730. Exclude Sephora, Nike, Converse.
Continuing now with the American Family Farmer, and a welcome to the folks who are listening to the American Family Farmer on WARK in Hagerstown, Maryland. Good to have you along, and the folks listening to the My Farm Radio app. Important information coming from us to you, and our thanks to the people at Farm Journal Radio for that connection. We have Chandler Gould with us from the National Farmers Union. We're talking about some of the legislative victories or some of the legislative realities. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about COOL, country of origin labeling, but first let's finish up on any of these other ancillary bills that are important to the farmers.
Well, as we were finishing up, you know, the renewable fuel standard, of course, we want to see the EPA put out the volumetrics and restore, actually, you know, follow the law and restore the volumetrics back to what the law requires, which they currently are not doing. So that'll be something that we continue to work on. Another big win, though, that we did have this year was there was a huge attack to take $3 billion out of crop insurance, which is clearly one of the main risk management tools that almost every farmer now, even if you're a row crop farmer, but also if you're a specialty crop producer, there's many different types of risk management programs through crop insurance that are available. They tried to take $3 billion out of that this year, and we were able to protect it. So there's been some good, there's been some bad, but definitely one of the most devastating things that's going to happen probably this week or next week is we are going to become subservient to the World Trade Organization, which is a third-party international organization, and they have come in and told the United States government, which last time I checked, we were a sovereign country and were able to make our own laws, that we no longer have the right to tell our consumers where their food comes from.
This is the most outrageous, damnable thing. This ought to be the number one thing, not immigration and not the war in the Middle East. This affects all of us much more when it comes right down to our health and well-being than anything else. And
exactly.
So we're going to get to the bottom of this in a matter of moments. Stand by for focus. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Chandler Gould from the National Farmers Union.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now with our focus on the American family farms and the American family farmer, that's what this radio program is all about. I'm Doug Steffen. This week our focus is on legal, legal ramifications of some of the new rules that we will be encountering as farmers. I have been a farmer, for those of you who may be new to the program, all my life I've been around cows. I have a dairy operation now, a heifer operation outside of Boston, a town called Framingham. But this is my passion. I'm really interested in especially the local farm movements because they are what America is all about. Chandler Gould is the fellow in charge of, among other things, government relations at the National Farmers Union. And this whole thing from the World Trade Organization suggesting that we are going to have to pay $1 billion a year in fines because we, our people, want to know where the food comes from. This is just, I mean, it's beyond belief. It shows you how bad things have gotten, Chandler.
It is. You know, one of the comments I made earlier this week was, who's really running this country? I mean, is it the Senate and the Congress and who have constituents that vote and the President of the United States, or is it the World Trade Organization? And today, when it comes to informing consumers about where their food comes from and supporting U.S. family farmers and ranchers, I would have to say it's the World Trade Organization that is running this country. And our family farmers and ranchers are proud of the products they produce. They want the ability to say that this steak,
Well, that's what everybody wants. They want to know where the food comes from.
They want to know. Right. And when was the last time you had a consumer tell you, hey, I don't want to know anything about my food. Matter of fact, tell me less information. You're not hearing that. You're hearing, I want to know where it came from. I want to know how it was produced. I want to know how long did it take to get here. You know, the people are starting to talk about distance now and local and regional food systems. And here we've had a third-party or international organization come in and say, you can tell your consumers where their food comes from, but it's going to cost you $1 billion a year to pay Canada and Mexico off because somehow we have hurt their market, according to them, by informing our consumers with the information they need. And what's even more sad is the United States Senate and the U.S. Congress has bowed to the World Trade Organization and is going to take this right and take this information away from your consumers either this week or next week, most likely.
Well, how do they do that? How do they get away with it? How is it that we are fed all of this stuff and we buy it? This is why I focus on the locavore movement, because that's where the desire is to have. Those are the grassroots people that want this information, that deserve it. They want to feed their families good food, and you can't be sure. Maybe some of the stuff is good that comes from elsewhere, but why is it? What are you doing by keeping the information? All you do is make us suspicious, and then you also are not playing fair to the American family farmer, who's at a disadvantage because most of the crap that comes from Argentina or Brazil or Mexico or Canada or wherever it is not as well. Maybe the Canadian stuff is okay, but I know that a lot of the stuff that's coming from Central and South America, they're loaded up with hormones and all kinds of stuff that are just not good for us, thanks to the creative efforts of some of the big chemical companies, Dow and Monsanto. They develop these things, you shoot your cows up with them, and they grow faster and bigger. But it's the stuff you're getting, you might as well be eating newspaper. As a matter of fact, newspaper is better for you than some of this, with all of the hormones and things that are in it. It's bad for your adrenals, bad for your system, and the locavores know that. The average person may not, because they didn't pay attention to biology, but for God's sakes, you got to know what's going on in your body. So anyway, all right, hold on a second, Chandler. We're going to spend a lot more time on this. Chandler Gould is Vice President of Programs at the National Farmers Union here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Junk emotions can be just as bad for you as junk food. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. If you think of emotions as food, bad emotions like guilt, anger, and resentment are really junk food. Good emotions like joy, optimism, and love are whole foods that will energize your spirit and make you happy. Here's the thing. More often than you might want to believe, it's your choice what emotion dominates your day. DCOC advice? Try not to indulge in the real nasty junk emotions like guilt, resentment, and anger. They'll just suck the life force out of you. Let the whole food emotions like joy, optimism, and love be center front. And think of relationships as food. Bad ones like junk food should be cut out of your life. The good ones should be nurtured with love like a newborn baby. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com, and of course on Facebook, Dr. Chambers on Call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries, injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming the folks that are listening in Shelton, Washington, the KMAS carrier of the American Family Farmer. Good to have you on board. Chandler Gould, speaking of people on board, is the Senior Vice President of Programs at the National Farmers Union, and he's here now helping us understand the cool country of origin labeling bill and how outrageous this is. Never mind how it affects the American family farmer, the locavores, the people just want to know where their food comes from. This is something that needs to be fixed. Whether we can get it fixed, the more information you have, at least. And Chandler has been around to all the major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, to present a story so the average person would understand what's going on. Do they want to hear it? Nope. Don't want to hear it because their advertisers don't want them. You know, this is the fraudulence of the news media in this country. They are bought and sold by their advertisers. Fine, as long as you understand that's what you're getting when you watch this tripe on these various networks. But the average person doesn't know that, so they don't know from nothing about the cool movement unless somebody like you explains it. So let's keep going with this. Country of origin, the meat. Right, so this is about meat now at the moment, and
correct.
Not about
this
the products.
This is specifically about whole cuts of meat. Canada and Mexico sued the U.S. At the World Trade Organization. It's been about a three-and-a-half-year process. And here's what's even more concerning, Doug. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association here in the United States, the National Pork Producers Council here in the United States, and the National Meat Association here in the United States went to Canada and helped them write their testimony so that they would beat us at the World Trade Organization because they basically just want to open up the borders and just have free trade and livestock and animals going back and forth, basically so the consumer has no idea where their food is coming from or what is actually on their dinner plate at night.
To get to the basics, the bottom line here, if you look past at the past 10 years, let's say, and how exports have grown to China. This is just one example, but we have exports going all over the place. This has been good, for the most part, for the American family farmer. But now they're turning around because they have things they want us to take. Like, remember when, what's the name of Fonterra, the big milk producer in Oceania, New Zealand and Australia and these areas, they want their milk to come to America, and they haven't been able to get into the market. The Chinese bought that company. And we all know what happened last year when they were sending over 747 freighters full of milk from these areas, but they had, from China anyway, it had melamine in it. And that, as soon as that was discovered, that was the end of that. So now their way in is to go buy these outfits down in New Zealand, send all the Chinese workers over there that'll work cheap, produce more cheap milk, and fly it over to the United States so that Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, Seattle, Portland all can have milk the next day from Oceania. And is the quality as good as what you can get here? Who's going to know?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You're exactly right.
You're not going to know.
It all comes down to large multinational companies making more money, paying less for U.S. products, and basically what they are doing is driving the U.S. family farmer and rancher
out
of business so they can get cheaper products from overseas, and they don't want the consumer to know that that product came from overseas.
And by the way, I've said this 100 times on the air if I've said it once. If you think that we can continue without the American family farmer to produce enough food for ourselves, you are so kidding yourself. And if we don't cut this out, if we don't stop this in the next decade, never mind we're the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to have enough food to feed ourselves. Because, mark my words, as the populations grow in these areas who've got their head right up their butt, there's no population control. There's copulation instead of population control. So the Indians are having 8, 10 kids in their families, and they haven't got enough food to feed themselves now. Same thing is happening in some of the areas of Asia and in Africa. What do you think is going to be the outcome of all of this? It's suicidal what we are doing. It is, and that's not an exaggeration. This is suicidal.
Yeah, and you set those population growths up, Doug, just as you mentioned, and then you tie that in with climate change and the extreme weather patterns and the drought that we're seeing in California, the 5-year drought with Texas, where I'm from, just came out of. Australia is in a big drought, and so the large and developed countries that are the breadbaskets of the world, and the weather continues to change. We are going to be faced with a food shortage, but before we know it. And by 2050, we're going to have 9 billion people on this country, and yet we're sitting here with policies that are driving U.S. family farmers and ranchers out of business.
Okay, so here's something that brings that point home for those of you who are interested in research. This is a study that came from the Center for Food Integrity. The research indicates clearly that Americans want transparency. Consumers want information about the food in order for them to trust whether the food is any good or not. In other words, what these people are saying is, oh, I don't know where it comes from. I don't trust that it's any good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but these big businesses have so much money and so much power and influence because of what Chandler said. He's the legislative aide. He knows what kind of dough goes into the coffers of the reelection campaigns. You wouldn't believe the billions of dollars floating around to influence the election for Congress this year, never mind the presidency. There's no transparency at all. But because I'm looking at this research study here, the impact on food health, the environment, the safety of these foods, all of this is what the public wants by a huge majority. 84% of the people responding to this study are concerned about not only the quality of the food, but the quality of the animals that are being raised for food. Chandler Gould from the National Farmers Union here in an advocacy position for you if you're an American family farmer on this weekly radio program. I'm Doug Steffen.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
We're continuing now. Let's wrap up this discussion if we can, because my blood pressure I can feel going sky high. Chandler Gould is Vice President of Government Relations at the National Farmers Union. We're talking about the COOL legislation. December 18th is the likely date in which Canada and Mexico can start retaliation proceedings through higher tariffs against our products being imported into their countries. Dairy products will be included in the retaliation. There were four World Trade Organization complaints filed against the U.S. on the cool labeling law for beef and pork and poultry. Canada, Mexico, supposedly are fair. Look at what we do for these two countries, and they're just screwing us. You can say a lot of good about Canada, not much about Mexico as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, what's the recourse here? You can't do anything unless this thing is repealed, right?
Well, you're exactly right. Now, if parts of it are repealed, and there is a solution to it, though, there is the Hovind-Stabenow bill that has been introduced and been sitting there for 3 months that only makes the parts that the WTO found fault with voluntary, but makes the A label that says if anyone says that this is a product of U.S. and Canada, or this is a product of USA, that the animal had to be born, raised, and harvested in the United States. So it's still not a complete win for the family of farmers and ranchers and the consumer, but it's a partial win. But that's not the direction the Congress is heading right now. My staff and myself have been to events and meetings the early part of this week, and what we're hearing is that the House bill is what's being put into the omnibus bill that will fully repeal all of these label laws on all meat. Mm-hmm. And so no matter, even meat that wasn't even in the WTO case, ground meat, ground pork, chicken, and Doug, here's something you may not know. On chicken, and we all of us asked, why is chicken even in here? It wasn't even in the original case.
This ought to be good.
There are five plants in China right now seeking certification from the USDA to process chicken and send it to the United States. So the Chicken Council and the chicken companies went to the House of Representatives and lobbied for chicken to be added to the cool repeal so that in case one of these plants in China does receive certification, that we could start receiving imported chicken into this country and it would not have to be labeled.
Right. That's what KFC, McDonald's, all these people that are selling cheap chicken want, even cheaper than the stuff that they're getting now by injecting everything with hormones and all that other stuff.
Well, didn't you read that, what is it, the other day, that a chicken McNugget has got 48 ingredients in it, or some, 48 maybe is not the right, it was some crazy high number.
Right. Yeah. It isn't those, and KFC changed the name. People laugh at me when I say this. They call it KFC because they can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore because it isn't chicken.
No.
Or at least a lot of it isn't chicken. And if you look at a wing and you can see that it's a wing, you're all right. But if you're buying all these fried things, the chicken McNuggets and these little things that come in a basket, that stuff is all ground up, processed chicken parts, bones and beaks and whatever else. I mean, that's just, they can get away with it because, I mean, it kind of goes back to the old days of Kraft selling American cheese. It wasn't from America and it wasn't cheese.
It was a cheese byproduct.
Yeah, that's what it is. Right. It comes from Russia, a whey product in a plastic bag, for God's sakes.
It has a shelf life of eternity.
Right. Yeah, never. Imagine what happens to your body. You know, there was a study done in the last year or so that looked at why it is, I don't know why, who even wanted to know this, but it's interesting after you find it out. Fact that our bodies, when we die, decompose at a rate that is 14 times slower than used to be the case before processed foods were introduced into our systems. So that means that when you die, your body will stay preserved because of depending on what you ate.
Well, you know, we're putting enough preservatives and artificial flavors and colorings and everything else in there. I can see where that's true. But then also think about this too, Doug. Some of the food companies are actually hearing this. You're hearing where they're starting to take artificial coloring and artificial preservatives out of their food.
Yeah.
Why is the Congress not hearing it?
Yeah, because they're not listening to the average person. They're not listening to the locavores. They're listening to the people who are paying to get them reelected. Chandler Gould, who is the Senior Vice President of Programs at the National Farmers Union, talking about this important event. You need to get to your congressmen and senators and tell them you want a repeal of the cool labeling law. Good to have you here, Chandler. Look forward to talking to you again. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Thank you. Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. And now this comment. Think about what it takes to go into a drive-thru at an American fast food restaurant. Did you know the average time it takes to get served? And I'm going to bet that there are a lot of farmers who eat at McDonald's or Burger King or some of the other fast food places. 3 minutes is what it takes to get served at the drive-thru. That's the average. There is a backlash against this kind of instant gratification that basically has led to the birth of the slow food movement, bringing attention to the locavore movement, the Tierra, I think I'm pronouncing this incorrectly, it's either Tierra or Tierra Madre. Basically, I'll translate that from the Spanish to English, Mother Earth Day, celebrated this week. The Slow Food Organization started in Italy in response to the opening of fast food restaurants in Italy. This is in the main square of Italy when a McDonald's opened, 1986. So there was a big protest there in Italy. And this was against fast food, but the main aim now of slow food is to preserve small-scale agriculture and artisan food products. That's why I'm bringing this to your attention. If you don't know about slow food, you can Google slow food and see where there are people around where you are that are interested in preserving your agricultural enterprise, whether it's a produce farm, truck farm, we call it, row crop farming, dairy farming, some of the things that are going on, hopefully in a community near you or hopefully in your community, are all about helping the locavores, people who want to know where the food comes from. They want to help you preserve your way of life. They want to support. They're not interested in the price. I mean, they're certainly interested if it's crazy, but you're responsible. You're charging people what it costs you to grow quality food and have a reasonable profit so you can keep the farm going. That's where this country of origin labeling comes in, because there's no real focus on what it costs. It's, well, certainly it's cheaper than what goes on here, and there's no focus on quality. So the people who have started this group, and it's now become international, by the way, the Slow Food Organization. I've met some people who in California are building their farms around the ideas, but there are, of the 194 countries on the planet, people from 160 countries who have joined this movement that is focused on growing and having people relish local products like heirloom fruits and vegetables, herbs, homemade bread, handmade cheese, all of these things. I was selling handmade cheese in my store, raw cheese, raw milk, that sort of thing. This is what people realize is the best thing for their bodies. And even though the government doesn't want you to know that, doesn't want you to think that, because they're all being, they're like gangsters. These people, these bureaucrats, and their orders, their charges to do this. I mean, I remember having to deal with them on my dairy farm. They're like gangsters. And this is what we are going toward if we don't start respecting. And maybe one of the ways to combat the cool thing, because it's not just an issue here, it's an issue around the world. That's why the slow food movement is gaining in popularity and recognition big time. Think about how you cook. Those of you who cook your meals at home, those of you who are traditionalists, maybe you still even use a cookbook, or maybe you go online and you find things that are being developed by some of these folks who have some tradition and maybe some of the new things. There are a lot of people who are using wines. Regional vintners are really finding great success, as are the local microbreweries, right? This is how it works. And the reason the microbreweries are gaining is because they're using local water sources. Think about that. Where's the water coming from to make Budweiser, if it's next to the ocean, the place next to the ocean? There's things like that. I'm not just focused on them. I'm just having you think about all of the ramifications. We always just take food for granted. I had my garden. I grew my food in the garden, never paying any attention much to what was in the store. Now nobody has a garden anymore, even though you ought to teach your children about food by having some kind of a little garden, window boxes even if you live in the city. But this is very important. Let me stress the importance of understanding where the food comes from, and you spending time spreading the word. A word to the wise hopefully is sufficient. I'm Doug Steffen with this comment on this week's American Family Farmer.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.